Not that one has to come to us to see this picture. Anyone can have this picture in his home. Chant this Hare Krishna mantra.
Mahagaur Purnima Festival, Laguna Beach, April 11, 2015.
But who will capture this simple method? Those who have good brains. Without much bother, if one simply keeps a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home and chants Hare Krishna, then one will realize God. Without much bother, if one simply keeps a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home and chants Hare Krishna, then one will realize God. Without much bother, if one simply keeps a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home and chants
Hare Krishna,
then one will
realize God.
Anyone can adopt this simple method. There is no expenditure, there is no tax, nor is there any need to build a very big church or temple. Anyone, anywhere, can sit down on the road or beneath a tree and chant the Hare Krishna mantra and worship God. Therefore, it is a great opportunity. For example, in business or political life, one sometimes finds a great opportunity. Those who are intelligent politicians take a good opportunity and make a success of it the first time it comes. Similarly, in this age, those who have sufficient intelligence take to this Sankirtan movement, and they advance very quickly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, and he gave instructions to many people. One was Tapana Mishra, who was a great pundit. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in East Bengal, Tapana Mishra, who had become very confused in life because of reading many, many books, many scriptures, and hearing from many people, could not ascertain what was the actual process to attain the goal of life. And then one night, he had a dream in which a brahmana came to him and told him that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present on the earth planet, that he was teaching the highest goal of life and how to attain it, and that Tapana Mishra should go and meet him. So when Tapana Mishra awoke from his dream, he went to search out who was at that time Nimai Pandit. And he went and he submitted himself before Nimai Pandit, and he said, "I do not know what is the goal of life or how to attain it, but I have been instructed in a dream by a brahmana to come to you. So please tell me, what is the goal of life?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him the simple process. He said, "Just chant Hare Krishna." And he also told him that he should go to Varanasi. Even though Tapana Mishra wanted to stay with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, because he had become attached to him just after meeting him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing the future, that he would soon take sannyas, and then he would go to Varanasi to convert Prakashananda Saraswati and the other Mayavadi sannyasis, instructed him to go there. The author of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Who can understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" The author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, "Who can understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has our best interest in mind, and he has come to teach this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna. So one need only trust the process and take full advantage of the simple process. There's a saying that one should strictly follow the simple process. So this process is very simple, but one should follow it very strictly. Now, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami, Tapana Mishra had the opportunity to also sit in here. Can you imagine what that would be like? To be able to sit in on the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, who's asking the most important and esoteric questions, and questions meant to benefit everyone in the world. And Tapana Mishra, because of his inquiring mood and surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had the opportunity to sit and listen. But we also do. Because everything that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said and thought is recorded in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone can read the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita over and over again and hear these instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami and attain the same instruction that Tapana Misha and Sanatana Goswami heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one is wandering in this world, like was Tapana Misha, without any knowledge of the goal of life, confused about what to do. Do you ever meet anyone like that? Because there are a lot of options nowadays. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahu Shaka Hinantascha. There's a way in which, when there's too many options, you're reading too many books, hearing from too many people, then your intelligence becomes many-branched, a slave. Your goal in life is not clear anymore. And without a clear goal, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, one becomes unhappy and morose. One has to have a clear goal. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sanatana Goswami about how people wandering in this world without any goal in life, who are very fortunate, come across a devotee physician. A devotee physician. And imagine a physician carries a little bag when he or she makes a house call. And inside are all the implements to cure us of our various diseases. So what does the devotee physician keep in his or her bag? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says two things. Instructions and hymns. Instructions and hymns. Instructions and?
Hymns.
So the simple process means find out what those instructions are. And use the hymns, because the hymns are from the spiritual world. These are especially potent. The Hare Krishna mantra is a hymn. It comes from Goloka Vrindavan. The bhajans written by the great acharyas are hymns. And within them are the spiritual seeds which awaken love for God within the heart of every living being who hears them. So this is the simple process. And if one trusts the simple process and follows it throughout this lifetime, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one will attain all success. Now we're going to sing a bhajan, if it's all right with you all. And then after that, I have a couple of more things to talk about the simple path that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condensed for us in a form that we can understand how simple this process is and stay close to it. Is that okay? Now, this bhajan is written by Sri Narottam Das Thakur, and I heard it recently when I was in Jagannath Puri, by a great soul named Madhavananda Das. Madhavananda Das Prabhu is a great soul. There's no doubt about it. He's certified great soul. He spends his time singing these hymns and teaching others these hymns and showing everyone around the holy dham, especially Jagannath Puri. He's completely surrendered to his spiritual master and has attained a similar aura as his spiritual master. And I heard it from him. So I didn't have time because I just decided to sing the song. I was going to ask his permission to re-sing it here. I haven't sung the song a lot just for 1 week while I was in Jagannath Puri, but something happened to me. It drove me crazy. And anyone who doesn't want to be driven crazy today, please take your break now. You can leave the room. Or otherwise, you can cover your ears. That may not work, because the vibration is so powerful that it will emanate throughout the room. But what will happen is you'll get an earworm. In the record industry, there are professionals who are able to listen to a record and for an aspiring artist, and that executive will say, yes, this is the song. This has an earworm. Means it will go in, it will stick, and then you're finished. And that's what happens in the material world. You're finished because of that. But in the spiritual world, it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, anavriti shabda, that because of transcendental sound entering your ear, like an earworm, and going inside your heart, then your material life is finished. You become uncovered. Everything becomes clear. So, does everyone understand the consequences? You all agree to it. It's like when you, before you open the software, you have to agree to it. You click the little box. Do you agree?
Yes.
You'll never be the same. You may be fired from your job because you'll go to your work on Monday and you'll be singing this song. Go ranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane. That's all right, okay? Those of you who sit on stairs, you are stopping devotees from entering the temple. We're assuming that's not your intention, but you've actually blocked the path of devotees to come in. And so let's just move over or move down. Come in, there's some room here. Come on in. If you're there in the foyer, come on down. No need to stand up there. Come on down and join in.
Great. Just keep going. We're in it for the long haul.
Gauranga Karuna Koro Ami Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro. Sorry, I'm going to go up. Divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. Gauranga Karuna Koro. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. So this is where to find him. And where he comes out is in these bhajans. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be found here. The very mood of that pure devotee who's carrying Krishna comes out in the vibration of bhajan. So hymns and
instructions.
Any impression from the bhajan? Anyone want to say?
Thank you.
The river process, thank you. I have one comment, I'll make it. If somebody else makes one more. Another comment? Impression you have from the bhajan? Yes? Prem Sankirtan.
I am the most fallen.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes?
I actually feel this change right away. The first line.
Yeah.
Going over again and again. You feel the change.
You feel it, right? We're charging. We're like part of Mahaprabhu's. We're right in there with the army. We're charging into the field. And we know we'll be victorious as we go in. No matter what happens, we'll be victorious. Because if you trust the process, you trust the order of Mahaprabhu, you hang all your trust on this one thing. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ye me matamidam nityam anutishtanti manava. He said, if you just follow my order, that's all I ask, then you'll be completely successful. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and given the order, and all we have to do is follow. Yes, another impression.
Like to hear again and again.
That was what I was going to say. My impression was, Gauranga Karuna Koro Vani Dina Dina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Dina
Jane.
Second part.
Vasana Patita Prabhu Nahi Chikurvane.
First part.
Gauranga Karuna Koro.
Walking down the hall, and all of a sudden, Gauranga Karuna Karuna. People don't get to have any fun in this world. If you go to LAX with a garland like this on, everyone will look at you like, you can't do that. Where'd you get that anyway, buddy? Why do we have to wear these polyester things and you get to wear flowers? That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You get to wear flowers, you get to dance. And all you have to do is follow the simple order, because if you just trust Lord Chaitanya's process, that's all it is. Just trust the process. And do the simple thing, strictly, with full faith, then all success will be there. So, a couple of points that I've included in this booklet. On page 6, you'll find the statement that Lord Chaitanya is the universal guru, and I took this out of Prabhupada's purport in the Madhya Lila, 13th chapter, 18th verse. Srila Prabhupada writes, if a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru, and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach. So he is Krishna himself, but he's in his Acharya Leela. So he's teaching us what to do. And that makes it very easy, because all you have to do is follow. And in the Bhagavatam, there's much, and all the bhakti scriptures, there's much made about this process of following. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, Sutta Goswami says, Bejure Muniyo Tagre Bhagavan Tamadhoksajam Satvam Vishuram Shemaya Kalpante Denutaniha. And that is, previously, all the great sages and intelligent sadhus worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, because they knew he's the topmost. He's beyond the three modes of material nature. And therefore they attained the highest benefit just by worshipping Vishnu. Anyone, Sutta Goswami says, who simply follows what these great sages did and do, will are similarly eligible for the same result. They're eligible for the same result. So following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru means complete success. Here's his order written next. Everyone, if you'd like to sing together. Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Padesh. Amara Kaya Guru Anakaya Padesh. Instruct everyone, we read together.
Instruct everyone
to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, we become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. The next subheading I wrote, Lord Chaitanya's plan. I'll read it. Seeing that the Mayavadis and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead, but some of them have escaped. Therefore, I shall devise a trick to drown them also. Haribol, let's have a Haribol for that. We like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. And now I want to teach you something that I learned from a devotee in the UK who's deaf and dumb, and asked me to take him on book distribution. And I took him out on book distribution, and he was the biggest first-time book distributor I had ever met. So from now on, from this day forward, there's no more excuses. He can't talk and he can't hear, but he communicates through sign language. He brought his interpreter with him, and everyone stopped, and everyone took a book. He taught me some sign language, and I'm going to pass it over to you now very quickly. A couple of lessons. He wrote a book, which I have in my bag, of Krishna conscious sign language, because there wasn't any vocabulary within the deaf and dumb community. I'll give you one guess. Otherwise, you not only have to get off the stairs, you're going to have to get out of this temple room. Okay. Yes? I can't hear you, though. Next one you're going to really love, because you can use this as a sign to your spouse or other members of the Brahmacharya ashram during the class. This means
Maya.
Who said that?
I heard from you.
Okay, Maya. I said yesterday. Okay, everyone try this.
Maya.
Why is that Maya?
Why is it Maya? I don't know. I didn't make up the language. But I like it. Okay, turn to somebody here. Quietly, no speaking, and show them one of your signs. And if you become a little upset with them later, you can go. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to deliver all the fallen souls. Therefore, he devised many methods to liberate them from the clutches of Maya. Srila Prabhupada on Lord Chaitanya's plan. This is an excerpt from a letter. I took it right out from the middle of the letter. He writes to Shukadeva Prabhu, "I like this idea of distributing books and preaching. That is Lord Chaitanya's plan. And because you are doing it so nicely, you are already making the greatest contribution. So what need is there for some special instruction from me?" So this makes a good point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the universal guru. And his order that become a spiritual master, liberate everyone in the land, tell everyone about Krishna consciousness is open to everyone. Anyone who's intelligent can go to the Krishna consciousness movement, can see this is what is meant by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help give others the opportunity to go back to Godhead. And they can engage in it as much as they like. And no one can stop such a person. So, Srila Prabhupada is telling that this is an open order. Everyone can take the spirit of this mission and you'll make advancement just by taking this order and this mood. Now, this next verse is very important for all of us. This is a way in which we get instructions which are in essential form. Because there are many, many instructions, even in the bhakti scriptures like the Bhagavatam. Who can remember all of them? Maybe not so many people. Maybe Dravidan.
No.
Even he's saying, not possible. And he's looking at the books almost every day, all day long, minutely. So, out of kindness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees then, they boil down these instructions and they give them in essential form. So, one very important verse from the Chaitanya Manjusha, which Srila Prabhupada quotes frequently, Arajo Bhagavan Rajesha Taniyas Tadama Vrindavana Ramya Kachidupasana Rajavadu Vargina Vokopita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matadara Matamidam Tatradara Na Para. There is, these are the essential teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which the Vaishnavas respect and keep above their heads with the utmost care. What are they, these four? Four considerations. First is that Krishna and Vrindavan are the same, there's no difference. What is the first one? Vrindavan Dham is as worshipful as Krishna. They're identical. The second is that There is no higher method of worshiping Krishna than that which was conceived and enacted by the gopis of Vrindavan. The third is that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything. And the fourth is that attaining love for Krishna is the highest goal of life. First is? Second? Gopis of Vrindavan. Third? Fourth? You can keep that with you wherever you go. And remember, and you can stay close to these processes that bring you and keep you safe under these four pillars. Now, finally, out of 64 items of devotional service described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami, he gave five that are the best. Again, we have the essence, so you can carry it with you in your pocket wherever you go. These five are listed on page number 9. First is?
Associate
with the devotees. Second? Third? Fourth? Fifth? Can we do that?
Yes.
Now listen to the benedictions that are given in the next verse. One should associate with the devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. Okay, now get ready. Everyone sit up just a little bit straighter and listen to this last part, because this will give you what you need to attain the goal of life. The power of these five principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. Is that doable?
Yes.
Say it a little more enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yeah, and oftentimes in life, in devotional life, one may hit a patch where one feels a little bit of moroseness or inertia or lack of enthusiasm. Has that ever happened to anybody?
Yes.
Or is it just me every day? If you take shelter of these essentialized teachings, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami and all of us, that if you just remain close to these, I mean, there's a great benefit in life for just showing up for things, isn't there?
Yeah.
All you have to do is show up, like at school, even if you're a dummy. I know, I went to school. And if you sit up close to the teacher, you just show up every day, the teacher will look at you and go, oh, I like this guy. I'm gonna pass him and recommend him. Because he came. And a lot of the other hotshots just don't show up. So they don't get the credit. If you just show up for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program, you don't have to be a great pundit. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be from a certain part of the world. You just have to show up. You have to vote with your feet, you have to be there, and you have to trust the process and say, if I can drag myself in front of these processes and just be there for them, then I will attain the ultimate goal of life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said right here that if you're close to the Bhagavatam, even a little bit, and all these other items that he mentioned, then you will attain perfection in life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll see on the next page, this is just a summary of the many different personalities, both highly intellectual and those who are extremely fallen, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered. He can deliver anyone. We can take the process and we can also give it to anyone anywhere, because it's so simple and it's so appealing that anyone can take it, anyone can be affected by it and begin dancing. It's not an intellectualized process, but it's something that is universal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching this universal process as the universal guru. Finally, a verse to take with you. This is from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where you will find a virtual treasure trove of verses about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given by Karabhajana Muni, 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is Karabhajana Muni? One of the Nagarjuna Yoganis. Kavi Havi Antariksha Prabhuda Pipalayana Avihotra Jumala Chamasa and Karabhajana. And these are the nine Yogendras. Karabhajana speaks about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a gem of a verse. Tell me if you don't think this is a gem of a verse after you read it. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Let's read the English together. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Do you like it?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I love it. those who know the essence of everything, they know that you can get everything by Sankirtan. And this helps to focus the mind. One goal. Tapana Mishra is reading too many books, looking too many places. Look one place. Simple process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just follow the simple path. Chant Hare Krishna. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Live in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. The atmosphere, all the devotees are here. Worship the holy Dham, Krishna. Associate with devotees. And come reverently before the deities. I love this process. I go to Chicago sometimes, and I watch in front of Kishore Kishori after the morning program's done. I see these very elevated souls. They're on their way to work. And they'll park their car outside the temple. And they just walk in, and they stand like this before the deities. Just come and see the deity. That's all you have to do. Just be here. Smell the incense, see the deity, and go on your way. Chant Hare Krishna. Follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, and your life will become perfect in every way. Finally, we are taking this process not as some sentimental process, it's yoga. What is yoga? It means to conquer the mind. Every yoga teacher, every great acharya says one must first conquer the mind. Are we missing something? Are we not technically adept in our process of bhakti yoga? No. Actually, it has everything, including this way to control all the senses of the mind. How? By making the mind dance. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches us in this next bhajan. He's asking his mind, oh, please dance, please dance, please dance, to these hymns given by the devotees passed down to us. And this next song says, on page number 4, chanting the holy names, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya. Oh, my mind dances, oh, my mind dances, oh, my mind dances. When you get this song inside your head, you'll be hearing it over and over again. And when you happen to take your last step, and the mind is still dancing, thinking of Krishna, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, tajatyam te kalevaram, tam tami vaitikam diya. You gotta have a little bhav when you leave this world. Bhav for the holy name. You get that bhav, and the mind will dance, and that will take you back home, back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes on, number 2. Oh, such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madai and still gives them love of God. Oh, when your offenses are vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God, but in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of a living being becomes successful. Oh, without affection for Krishna, life is simply
useless.
At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan if the mercy of Lord Gaura is received. So, we can enter Vrindavan only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that requires trusting the process. Take the process as is given very simply. No need to shop here and there to find some other addendum. No, like in insurance, you need some extra gap insurance. They have Aflac. If you don't have, I know that duck stuck in my head. If you buy insurance, you don't have enough, you have to cover everything. But if you just worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it covers everything. Every single process, everything is complete. Dravida, verse?
About water. Russell, how much content you have about specific?
Thank you. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bode. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bode. Nachavaya Brahman. Until I put my hand up here, don't sing back. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole. Simon, he said. Nachriya Marman. Doyal
Nitai Chaitanya Bole. Nachriya Marman.
Nachriya Marman.
Yeah.
Nakon Krishna me ruche have kuchi divanda. Bloodstream.
and going to the bar is even worse. And going to see movies which will simply put a disturbance in their mind. When they hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, something in their heart begins to dance. Some people literally begin to dance. And when people take a book, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they put it in their house, and that book radiates. It changes their house into a holy tirtha. And one day, they'll read that book and begin to chant Hare Krishna and dance. And in this way, we'll spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world by telling everyone that we meet the mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is very simple to attain. You simply have to trust the process. What do you have to do? And there's one more thing. You have to sing out, Gaura Kripa Hore, hey, Gaura Kripa. Thank you.
Could we give Vaisheshi Prabhu an even bigger round of applause? Thank you. I had a realization while you were speaking.